Hi everyone, welcome to episode 27 of Channel 9's Going Native series. My name is Gabriel Ha, I'm a program manager on the Visual C++ team, and my co-host, Ale, is, again, not with me as you can see. I believe he is in Japan for business, and for his sake, I hope vacation as well. Today's episode is another special treat for all you graphics developers out there. I have the privilege of talking to my fellow program manager on the team, who will be talking about the updates and improvements to graphics analysis and debugging tools that are now available, I believe as of today, in the Visual Studio 2013 Update 3. But why hear it from me when we can hear from the graphics experts themselves? So let's get right to the interview. Hi everyone, welcome to our latest episode of Channel 9 Going Native. My name is Gabriel Ha, behind the camera, and I'm here with my fellow PM on the C++ team, Rong. Rong, why don't you tell our viewers a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Hi everyone, my name is Rong Lu, and I'm program manager on the graphics tools team here on C++. My team owns of the DirectX graphics tools in Visual Studio that include the templates you see. We also have authoring tools for models, textures, as well as a graphics diagnostics tool that will help you diagnose any graphics render issues, performance issues in DirectX applications.
Cool. So I hear you have a demo for us, but as we PMs generally know, it's the devs that do most, if not all, the heavy lifting.
Yeah, the actual work, yeah.
On the team. Is there a chance we could maybe meet some of the people on,
yeah,
on the graphics
sure,
team?
Sure. Let's go and check out if they are in the office.
All right, sounds good.
So here's the hallway most of our team members are sitting at. Let's go and see if there's somebody is in the office. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hello,
we're filming a Channel 9 video. You want to say something? Introduce yourself to the audience.
My name is Jim Griesmer. I'm the Visual Studio Native Diagnostics and Graphics Tools Dev Lead. I manage the developers that do the tooling for graphics and GPU, DirectX, as well as C++ native diagnostics, so expression evaluators, things like that.
Very cool.
Cool.
Thanks for your time, Jim.
Thanks. Yep.
All right, let's see. Over here, we have Birgit. Hi, you want to say something?
Hi there.
Hi, I'm Birgit. I'm a tester for the graphics diagnostics, so I make sure everything's working correctly and we're solving the problems you need to have solved.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
We have George over here. Hey, George.
Hi.
You want to say something to the Channel 9 audience?
Sure. Hi, I'm George Malika. I'm a dev on the VSFX team. And I've been here for like a little bit over a year. I think I'm still the newest member. And it's been a great experience for me. And I hope you guys like the product. Let us know if there's anything we can make better.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Hey, Rich.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Want to say something to Channel 9?
Hi, my name is Rich. I'm a dev on the Visual Studio Graphics Tools team. I guess that's our name.
Yeah.
I work on basically everything that we produce.
Yeah, you're going to see that in a demo pretty soon.
Shader and continue, new UI, all of it.
Okay.
Very cool.
Cool. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks for your time.
We have Ing over here. Hi, you want to say
Hi,
something
Ian.
To Channel 9 audience?
Hey, I'm just excited seeing the new features and everything, and glad that people are going to be able to check our stuff out.
Cool.
Sure.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ian.
Sure.
There he is. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Hello, Sean.
You want to say something to Channel 9 audience? Introduce yourself.
I'm Sean Miller. I'm the quality lead for the Visual Studio Graphics Diagnostics team.
Oh, that's
appreciate
good.
It.
Thanks.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so we're back in Rong's office now. Rong, thank you so much for introducing us to the dev and QA team. It's great to meet the faces behind, the demo.
We are going to see a demo of the Visual Studio Graphics Diagnostics tool, which is basically a diagnostics tool that help you to identify any rendering issues or performance issues in DirectX applications. So since we shipped last update, we have been working on more features that we are adding in Visual Studio Update 3, which just shipped RC version.
So today I'm going to show you a bunch of the features we have added to RC release. Specifically, there are features like shader edit and apply. So you can modify your shader code, apply the changes to your log, and see the impact immediately without having to rerun your app. We also dramatically changed how our workflow works. We have heard feedback that users have been asking for a better, improved user experience. So we have been putting efforts into that. So I'm going to show you how the new experience looks like. We also are shipping a command line tool for capturing and playing back your frames. That is based on feedback we have heard that users sometimes would like to capture frames on machines that don't have Visual Studio installed. So what we are shipping is a command line tool that is fairly lightweight. You can pass in various parameters to capture specific frames, or you can capture frames manually. And it works with desktop apps, phone apps, store apps, so it's pretty powerful. The good part of it is the log files you capture using this tool can be played back in Visual Studio. So you can do the capture separately, pass it on to a developer who want to investigate the problem, and they can open the log file on a machine that actually has Visual Studio installed. We're also exposing a bunch of options for capture. So you can configure how you want the capture to work in Visual Studio UI as well. So we'll be seeing a demo shortly on that as well.
Sounds good. Cool. Let's get right to it.
Sure. So we're looking at Visual Studio Update 3 RC version installed on my machine. What I have here is I have a DirectX application opened. This is actually a universal app that targets both Windows Phone and Windows Store. What I have done is I have embedded a bug in my app. And in this demo, we are going to try to use the graphics diagnostics tool to help us identify the issue and try to fix it. So now we are going to launch the tool. You go to debug menu and graphics and say start diagnostics, or use Alt F5 as a shortcut key. So once I do that, my app is going to launch, and it also attached the graphics diagnostics tool to this debugging session. So apparently what you see here is this Marble Maze game, very bright red colors all over the wall and the ball itself. So apparently there is an issue with how we render the colors that we're using to render all the pixels. So now let's see how we can use the tool to find the issue. So I am going to go back to VS. So this is the first new feature I want to introduce to you. Now this tool is going to launch a performance and diagnostics session in here, which provides two swim lanes to tell you the frame time and frame rate. So you can look at the swim lanes in real time to get an idea of how fast your app is running. We also have changed how the capture button looks like. We have got some feedback in the past that it wasn't very easy to find the tiny capture button in the toolbar. So what we have done is we move it to the center of the screen and make it really big. Hopefully everybody will be able to find it this time. So I am going to try to capture frame of my app that's still running. So I do a capture, and then I'll have to go back, let the app render a frame, and go back to VS. We saw that this frame has been captured. I can continue to run this app and capture more frames. Or I can stop here and say, okay, I got what I want, and let's start analyzing this frame. You can click on the link to start analyzing the frame, or you can just double click the frame to start it. So this is another thing that we have introduced in RC version, which is now instead of opening everything inside the Visual Studio IDE, which might overlap with your existing Windows that's already opened, we are now opening the frame in a separate VS instance called Visual Studio Graphics Analyzer. This is a customized VS environment, so hopefully this is still look familiar. But this is customized so that it only contains components that is necessary to do this task, which is analyze frames. So this is very lightweight and uses very little memory as well. Now we are in this graphics analyzer IDE. We can look at various things from event list. So this is basically all the API calls that were made during that frame. So that's how we will be able to play back and show you all the other information here. So looking at all these events, I will be able to walk through this event list and find out, okay, which is the draw call that drew these problematic pixels. In this particular case, I actually have my APIs grouped. So they have this group name, which we also name it performance markers. Here you will see that in this group, this is where I rendered all the maze. And this group is where I rendered the marble itself. Given that both have issues, so I can click on any of those. So once I click on this frame buffer, what we are looking at now is another window called pixel history. This is basically showing you all the information related to this one pixel I have selected. This gives you a list of calls that have drawn stuff to your pixel. And we can also expand to see the triangles involved, the shader code that's involved, as well as the output final color that this pixel has. The other thing we can look at is the pipeline stage. So this is basically a visualization of the graphics pipeline. There are multiple stages involved, and we show you each stage, and you can actually click on each stage to get a preview of what it actually looked like. For example, this pixel shader shows that my ball gets this red rounded, the color rounded it. So this is probably where the problem is, and we're going to try to solve it. So what I will do is I will start debugging my shader code. You can do everything in this graphics analyzer IDE without having to go back and forth. So I'm going to start debugging my shader code. This is going to launch this new shader editor. So this is another new thing we have added in RC, which is we are now providing a side-by-side view for your shader code. So on the left side, it's your source code of your HSL shader code. On the right side, it's actually disassembly code that output by the shader compiler. So you can actually look at how the code will be compiled into the assembly code. So from here, I can do regular debugging. It's like any regular code debugging from here. I can do step over. I can do F10 and just continue to run the code. And we can look at the colors that get output. So for example, I can hover over the variable and look at the value. And you'll also get value in the locals and all these debugging windows. So I'm looking at the value here. This is the final color that's been output in the pixel shader stage. Briefly looking at these numbers, X, Y, Z stands for red, green, and blue. And apparently, my X value is a lot more than Y and Z, which means I'm having too much of red element in this going in this color. So I do a quick pass on my code and assume I found the issue, which is I passed in too much red color at the beginning of the shader. So I tried to fix that. Now I've made my code change. I want to see if that actually fixed my issue. So usually what you will have to do is you save the code change and then you have to go back to your app and rerun it and see if it actually fixed. But what we have now is we have a new feature called Shader Edit and Apply, which means I don't have to go back to my app to rerun it because we have the ability to apply your changes to the log file in place. So I can hit Apply button, which is going to refresh all the related windows that will be affected by this shader code. So immediately we see the result has changed. Yeah. For example, if I reopen the pixel shader window, you would notice that the red color is gone. Looks like the marble looks pretty beautiful. So apparently we have fixed the problem. Now notice that the change we have made to this shader file is in a temporary copy of the original source. The idea being, if you're just playing around with how you want to define your shaders and want to see how it impacts your result, you can do that in this file without having to worry about messing up your original source. So the copy here is temporary version, which has a location down here. Then once you played with it and fixed the issue and really you want to copy the same change back into your source code, and you can do that by clicking on copy to. And this basically is a dialog asking for, okay, where is the location of your source code that you want to copy these changes to? By default, we'll preload the version that maps to your original project, so you don't have to look for it. You just say save and replace it. So what we're going to do is, now we are done with all the analysis, so we're going back to the main VS IDE. Oh, this is still running. Let me stop that. This was my previous session. And what I'm going to do is I am going to restart this, a new session, with the code change I have just made. There we go. We're looking at a very beautiful game that has no color issue and plays smoothly.
So at the point that you made the fix to the code, would the app have reflected the changes right then as well? Because I noticed that you got that you resumed it right where you paused it.
This is just how this app was implemented. It has nothing to do with our tool.
Okay.
So
I see.
Yeah, usually you will be looking at a brand new app that's starting
okay.
from the beginning.
Got it.
Okay, so we fixed the issue here. And going back to VS, I can stop the session here. So to summarize, a couple of improvements we have made in this RC or update 3 RC build. There's this new swim lanes telling you the frame time and frame rate. We have this big capture button in the center of your screen, make it easier to capture. And we created this Visual Studio Graphics Analyzer IDE, which is a focused environment for doing frame analysis. You can get access to all this information within here. You can fix your code, and we'll sync it back to the project you have opened. You can modify the code and apply changes to your log file, and then you can copy and change back. There's one last thing I want to show you, which is tools options. So we are now exposing a number of options for how you want to capture to work. So in tools options page, we added this node called graphics diagnostics. And down here, we exposed a couple of options. For example, now you can decide whether you want to collect cost X during capture. This makes it easier for you to go back to your code. Of course, this might make capture slower. So it's an option that you can decide. And we also expose an option that says if you want to capture in compatibility mode. This is a mode in which we will not use any hardware-specific capabilities, which means the log file you capture in this mode will be able to play back on multiple different GPUs. But if you are interested in hardware-specific capabilities, you can turn this off so you can capture in non-capability mode. So it's up to you now. So that wraps up the features I just showed you. There's one more thing we shipped, but I did not get a chance to show you, which is a command line tool for capture and playback. As I mentioned earlier, it's a lightweight tool that helps you to capture frames on machines that don't have VS installed. You can capture from all kinds of apps, save the result into a log file that can be later opened in VS. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We have shipped in Visual Studio 2013 Update 3 RC build. Hopefully you will find them useful, and we really look forward to hearing what you think. And thank you very much for watching this.
That's our show for today. As Rong said, thank you guys so much for watching. If you guys are interested in checking out other new and improved native aspects of Visual Studio, be sure to check out our Going Native sub-series, VC++ Bytes, which is dedicated to showcasing new and improved features in all things Visual Studio related. The current season is currently showcasing features that are available in the Visual Studio 14, which is what we are currently calling our pre-release of the next version of Visual Studio. You guys can download it for free. Check out the links in the description below and try it out. Let us know what you think. Give us feedback so we can make those changes early on in our development cycle. Thank you again for watching, and hope to see you next month for our debugging episode.